I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sudan remains in a communications blackout 19 days after military leaders took control of the country. John, a gospel worker focused on Sudan, says the October 25th coup did not surprise believers. A new report from the Religious Freedom Institution identifies active threats to religious freedom and stability, like the security forces. Nonetheless, hope remains. The Lord is still at work in Sudan. Pray believers from a Muslim background become a powerful kingdom-building force. And in August, sudden wildfires swept through Algeria's Kabyle region. 90 people died, and many others lost their homes and farms. This region of Algeria has suffered greatly due to COVID-19. Many families have lost multiple people to the virus. Christians often feel isolated as churches remain closed. And that's where Sat7 comes in, says Joe Willie, broadcasting worship and teaching programs into people's homes. Ask God to strengthen Algeria's believers. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.